Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The job DeAndre Hunter did on defense against Luka Doncic last night in a 113-87 rout by the Atlanta Hawks over the Dallas Mavericks. What a way to start the season at home with Shark Tank sitting courtside and watching his team get worked. And as a result, the Hawks sent a little bit of a note to everybody in the league here. Hey, listen, we are what you thought we would be, deep and talented, Hugh. Deep and talented. And that's what the takeaway last night is. This Hawks team plays defense like they did last night. They are going to be pretty darn tough.
Well, to me, it's like I said, you know, everybody has their focus in going the same way. That's what I saw. I saw a team that basically, you know, everybody got their money, everybody's on the same page, and they look like a cohesive unit early. You know, like for the most part in the NBA, from what I noticed, teams tend to get off to sluggish, slow starts. That has not been the case. That's not the case for the Hawks right now. They're playing as a cohesive unit. They're basically picking up where they left off at last season in the playoffs.
I got this the text last night in our group text that I want to read here. This was from Abe to me. It says, "Fricky, promise not to spend our entire Hawks segment tomorrow."
Talking about Cam.
On Cam Reddish.
Yeah.
Yeah, DeAndre Hunter played really good defense last night. Okay, he played great defense. All right. Meantime, let's talk about Cam. Cam Reddish, 20 points. Hugh. You know, this whole thing, I loved how the announcers last night were like, "Hey, did you know that when the Hawks traded for Luka, that also had Cam came in that deal? Oh, my God." It's like, really? You guys just figured that out? It's only been 3 years. Yeah, we've kind of known that.
They probably just did, you know, like storylines. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like, you know how that goes.
It's like
nationally,
they discovered
John.
It. Hey, you guys might not know this.
It's not necessarily show prep, but well, it is show prep, to be honest. Yeah, they get ready exactly for the show, storylines. Yeah,
I know it is, but yeah. So Cam, well, you know, hey, listen, this is what we're talking about with him, you know, and it's Cam and DeAndre, you know, two of the guys that were down last year. You're adding him to, and John Collins last night was out there
he
talking
was close.
About. Yeah, hey, listen, John Collins played a good game. I'm not
he
mad
was
about
close,
this.
What, 16 and 9, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Capella was blocking shots, getting rebounds. No, I mean, Trey was doing his thing. Hey, listen, everybody was playing their role last night.
And, you know what? It's like to know your worth. I mean, to get what you feel like you're worth and to feel wanted in an organization, that's a powerful thing. And that's basically what happened. You know, when you talk about everybody getting what they feel like they deserved, and you know, playing on a good team, playing as a cohesive unit, that's a powerful thing, man. And that's kind of what I saw last night.
Yeah, the Hawks really looked really good. And the Mavericks looked a little bit rusty, I'm not going to lie.
And the crowd looked pretty good, too, last night. There was a lot of people there. I saw Big Boy and his brother James. They were sitting out at the game.
Yeah, how about Tanitra, though, large and in charge, you know, tweeting out stuff, too?
See, I didn't see that. My bad, Tanitra. I was looking at the folks that was at the game. Because I also heard that, like, you know, we was talking about yesterday, how there were tickets available. Then all of a sudden they were gone.
Right.
Like, they were gone. So, yeah, I mean, it was what I expected it to be as far as Hawks is concerned. It's going to be tough to get a ticket, so I'm probably going to be calling the underboss when we do get some time and try to get some tickets to some of them Hawks games, especially the ones that, that are close to the weekend.
John Collins talking about the defense last night on Luka and, you know, as a unit together.
I feel like we've harped on a lot of how we would have done this and done that with our guys tonight, and I feel like it was good for us to get some confidence, get, you know, a good run, and place, you know, a great game of defense from really everybody tonight.
Yeah, no, it was. And DeAndre kind of, you know, set the tone on that. He is the defensive star. When he was at Virginia on that national championship team, DeAndre Hunter was known as maybe the best defensive player in the country. And it was what was so attractive to Travis Schlenk about DeAndre Hunter. But DeAndre, you know, started to show flashes. He's really improved his offensive game to the point where he is, you know, an all-star caliber player at both ends of the floor. I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's going to score 35. That's not what he does. But he is an all-star caliber player at both ends of the court, and this is why, Hugh, my takeaway from last night is this. We can't possibly, you know, it's one game out of 82, really one game out of 100 and some by the time it's all said and done next June. We can't know about injuries. We can't know about this or that or the other thing, but I will say that this is the just a little bit of a shot across the bow of all of those people out there who were looking at what Miami did in the offseason, what Chicago did in the offseason, what Milwaukee and Brooklyn and Philadelphia, you know, and I said, look, you know, notwithstanding the fact that Brooklyn and Philadelphia have off-court issues with a couple of their star players, the Atlanta Hawks are here. I mean, they are going to be here. This was hey, guys, don't forget about us. We are here, and everybody should take notice.
I think part of that too, John. I think you're discounting the fact. I mean, I don't think you are, but the cohesiveness that they're playing with, they're unselfish. It's another thing. They're playing with the togetherness that you're probably going to need. That's going to set you apart from everybody else, because you talk about like other teams, and you talk about the big three or the big two or whatever. You got a whole squad, the bench included. Of unselfish individuals. I mean, when was the last time you saw that in the NBA? You know, you talk about the issues that the Sixers are having right now with Ben Simmons and the fact that he don't want to play for them at all. Or you look at, you know, similar situation that's going on in Brooklyn with that. I know that's something totally different, y'all. So, you know, you don't at me, don't get on my Twitter talking about none of this, that, and the third. But Kyrie Irving's not playing right now. Same thing. I mean, you know, it's one of those things when you talk about everybody buying into the collective and on the same page for one common goal, that's a big deal.
And, you know, that starts with the tip of the spear. That starts with Trae Young. And so you can talk to me about how Trae Young's game has grown and how he's become okay defensively. Maybe he's not the world's greatest defensive player, but he's not a liability quite the way he was in his first couple of years that he's grown as a defensive player, which he has, by the way. But you know, really it's about the fact that he has become so quickly so comfortable in his own skin. He's carrying an awful lot on himself, right? I mean, he is a burgeoning superstar. He is right there. He may be, gosh, you think about Matt Ryan and Freddie Freeman and Ronald Acuna. I mean, who's the face of Atlanta sports right now? It might be Trae Young.
I mean, it is, John. Like, yeah, and this is his moment.
Right.
Like, see, this is the thing. I understand where you're coming from, but I would implore you, turn the TV on a little bit more. Turn your TV on. Switch the channels. Because last night alone, like, just, you know, flicking channels, going back and forth between the Braves game, the Cleveland Browns game, my Browns game, and the Hawks game, saw a lot of Trae Young on TV. Saw a lot of his face popping up.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
hey,
yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so, I mean, he has arrived. He's arrived. No, I mean, so that narrative, like I understand, like, that's kind of been like the narrative here, like, you know, woe is us. But that I don't think that narrative could be pushed anymore when it comes to the Hawks, because he's put them on the map. He's that dude now. Like, I feel like with the fact that they brought it up last night, talking about the Hawks were the only team that were in the playoffs that didn't have an all-star. That's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that the ice trays are hitting the stores and they got the commercial out, that's going to change. So I don't even think that narrative is relevant anymore as far as saying that, you know, nobody's talking about the Hawks or the Hawks this, that, and third. That's going to be the narrative initially, because it's the beginning of the season. But I don't think that that's going to be the case moving forward anymore.
Yeah, right. I wasn't really so much going there. I agree with everything you said. I was going to talk about him as being the face of the franchise and how he would have, you know, in some regard, especially when it comes to the NBA because of the nature of the game, sort of every right to be, you know, the pound the chest, give me the rock, I'm the guy, you know, kind of. But last night proved again his growth as a player, Hugh, that he's able to get his without, you know, stealing from others in terms of their chance to shine and to facilitate, to understand that as others grow, he grows.
Yeah.
That's a hard thing sometimes for some young players to learn, that as others grow, you grow. The whole, you know, rising tide raises all boats thing is not necessarily in the panoply of some of the...
Look at you with the big old word, panoply.
Of some young stars because they want to get theirs, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So. And you know what, John, to that credit, to that point, I mean, there was rumblings of that early on last year. There was some rumblings of that. And then all of a sudden, you know, the Hawks did a good job on two fronts. They took care of that, and they did a great job of keeping it, you know, out the mainstream media. You know, everybody talked about it. There was some rumblings about it and all this other good stuff. You know, the meeting that John Collins had and talking about the offense running through Trey and all the other stuff and the speculation, air quotes, that Trey, you know, brought the ball down and, you know, just kind of stood there where he did do that and, you know, had an attitude. For them to quell all of that and get this team to buy in and, you know, Kayvon Herter doing his thing and you know, there were rumblings about him and John a little bit. For them to all buy in and to have the run that they had last year and then on top of that get paid, everybody mm-hmm. got paid,
mm-hmm.
and now you start to see the way you did. Yeah, the sky's the limit for this squad, no question about it. And they're playing – like, they did a great job of keeping this unit together. And you also got to give a shout-out to Travis Link for doing a great job of – putting these like-minded individuals together.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.